Entrepreneur, author, and financial consultant Mark Bernstein helps high-performing entrepreneurial business owners create a vision for the future and follow through on their goals and intentions. Ange Honorato is a business growth strategist who blends psychology and business together to create conscious leaders and business owners who impact the world. Founders Forum is a radio show podcast sharing the real stories behind entrepreneurship as founders discover more about themselves while providing valuable lessons and some fun and entertainment for you. Now, here's Mark and Ange.
Good morning, America. How are you? Good morning, Florida. Good morning, Arlo. Good morning, Ange. And good morning to our guests, Emily and Julie. You've met Emily Adams before. We'll soon introduce Julie. And there's a little backstory to this show today. We've done it before. And the story is that we love our engineer, TJ. He's amazing. However, we had a little mishap. And that was that somehow our first show disappeared. So we are doing it again today. It's taken a while because we all have busy schedules. But this one's going to be bigger and better than the last one. And it's really somewhat of a follow-up to Emily's two-part show because first she has a fascinating story and then she started to talk about her company and the work she does. And Julie is her business partner in Transformative Leadership, LLC, and we're going to talk a lot about what they do today after we hear Julie's story and how they got together. But with that, I think we have a little theme today, Ange, if you want to introduce the theme, and we'll all talk about that. And then we'll get to their stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and happy day before Thanksgiving. I can't believe we're already at this part of the calendar. And but we were talking offline about, you know, the needed ability to start over. You know, what do you do when the unexpected happens, both professionally, personally? And, you know, I think a lot of times it can throw companies, you know, off kilter. But if you approach the opportunity of starting over, just like we're doing today, I think it can give us an opportunity to do bigger and better things. And my personal belief is sometimes the universe says, you know what, we're not going to go down that direction. Let's actually start over again. So as you said, really, really excited to have Julie and Emily back in the studio with us today, talking more about their company, more about what they're doing. I think the last several months has evolved what they do, but we'd love to hear from them in a minute and I'll formally introduce them again. But you know, Mark, we've seen and talked about the world right now. I mean, what's starting over looking like for you right now as we're even beginning to look at, you know, the new year, 2024 is right around the corner. What are you starting over right now?
Well, it's an interesting story in that things out of our control. There's a lot of things going on in the world that are out of our control. And for me, it's been a very emotional time because I have deep connections to Israel. I have deep connections to Eastern Europe, where my family is all from the Russia, Ukraine, Austria areas. You know, those borders have all changed. So we have two major wars going on, which I never thought we'd see things like this again in our lifetime. On the one hand, I was concerned that we might, but really hopeful that we wouldn't. And I couldn't really imagine the emotional impact because I know so many people that are impacted by this, let alone the fact that my daughter's living in Northern Africa, close to the Middle East, in a Muslim country with a Jewish last name. And it's, I hate to put it this way, but, you know, there's a lot of, as we know, that one of the byproducts of this war has been latent anti-Semitism and latent Islamophobia, as they call it. And it's just terrible, all the hate in the world. And I'm deeply troubled by it. And So I was thinking, you know, that my and this has to do with starting over because it sort of sets the table for starting over, which is how do you, you know, my mission has to be to live a happy, productive life and to impact those around me in that way. How do you do that while also going through, you know, sadness and grief and all the other things related to all this? And I've been very busy, so I know some things I could do, like retreat to the mountains, which is one of the things I do, which I will get to do this weekend, but haven't been able to for the last month or two. And I found a very simple thing as an unconscious competent. Everyone knows I'm a musician, and my guiding light for most of my life has been the Beatles. You know, I grew up with the Beatles, and their music just brings me joy, and they happen to come out with their new, what's called their last record. It's called Now and Then. And I knew it was coming out. I knew the backstory on it, and I learned more about it. And I just found myself listening to it a lot because I could take 5 minutes here and there and watch a video or listen to the song. And that brought me joy. So I was able to simultaneously feel joy while all this other stuff was going on. And in many cases, that gave me the energy to go on with my day and be productive and do the things I wanted to do. So I'm not sure how that it's kind of restarting while it's going on is what I would call that. But that's my version. How about you? And how about our ladies today, Emily and Julie? Your experiences with that?
Yeah, well, I'll just pop in real quick and say, you know, I think for me, I've had to start over like many of us many, many times. I mean, on a personal level, I had a house burned down. I had to start over again. I've had, two failed attempts at other businesses that didn't work and had to go back into the corporate arena and starting over again. And, I know I can't wait to hear their story, and we don't have a lot of time today. So I'm going to do a quick reintroduction, and then we'll get into hearing their story about starting over. But to just recap, so Emily Adams and Julie Tritch, two very good friends of mine, been on the show before, but they met while working together in the really highly competitive and really male-dominated automotive industry, did that for a number of years. They were leaders in there, realized that leaders and the operational aptitude for a lot of these companies really left a lot. They really found leaders being left to their fend for themselves. And they decided, hey, let's combine our 25 years of combined experience, and let's create a company that can go into these organizations, help create conscious leaders, and really teach companies how to streamline their operations so that sort of simultaneously they can grow their people and their revenues. And to me, that's a daily process of how they help people start over. But what's more fascinating is how each of their individual stories also replicate this concept of, how do you pick yourself up and pivot and adapt? So with that, we've had Emily's story, and really excited to have Julie tell us her story today. So Julie, thanks for joining us day before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you have a busy schedule. So tell us, where are you today, and how did things start over for you in creating this company with Emily?
Thanks, Ange. I'm really happy to be here, really happy to do this, even if it is the second take, because it's fun, right? It's fun for us to all get together and to just talk about our stuff. So last time I talked about my story, and that apparently struck a chord with Mark, and he really remembered it as we were talking before. I was like, Mark, I don't even remember my story.
It was memorable to me.
See, that's great. And I love that you say it was humble beginnings, because sometimes I don't give myself enough credit for where I came from. And I know I've had these conversations with Emily numerous times. My parents divorced when I was very young. They had a very tumultuous relationship. And looking back, I'm like, man, if there were ever two people that were less suited for each other, I couldn't find them, because here they are. And then just growing up I knew we didn't have money and we didn't have a lot of money, but I never realized it was as bad as it really was until I became an adult. We were on the brink of losing our home multiple times, and I never knew it. I always played sports, and there were multiple times that it was like the basketball shoes were too expensive and the practice packs were too expensive. And it was really to the point where my mom was like, I don't know how to pay for that. I don't have $200 for you to do basketball this year. Like, I don't know how you're going to play. And I would, go talk to my grandma and cry and be like, they're not going to let me play basketball this year. And she's like, that's not happening. In growing up in a trailer park, I make the joke sometimes with Emily. I'm like, are we getting a hood Julie today? Or are we getting healed Julie? Like, who's showing up?
This story's better than the first time. This is getting
better. See? I'm owning it now more. Right?
You are. You are. We had
and
practice together.
I have a brother that's a couple years older than me. And I mean, really, we grew up in the same family. We have the same parents, and we have very different lifestyles, and we have very different takes on life. And he is very, woe is me. I don't even speak to him because I can't handle it. It's like, you've got choices in life, right? You can choose to be in it, and you can choose to stay in it, or you can choose to be in it and feel it and then elevate yourself above it. And that's really the difference. I graduated with honors. I wouldn't call myself an extremely smart person. I just worked really hard for what I wanted. Went to Purdue University, graduated. Emily and I had the same degree from there in organizational leadership and supervision, and went into automotive. And we'll get into that story a little bit later. But yeah, so that's a quick synopsis of the background.
Well, it's a great example. And, you know, and I want all of our listeners to kind of go back and hear the show where Emily tells her story. And it's the amount of resiliency and the amount of picking, you know, yourselves up by the bootstraps, I think, is not only important to who you are and why you're fabulous friends and great business partners. But I know, and I can attest to this as a firsthand client, you know, I feel like that commercial, I'm not only a fan, but I am a client of transformative leadership in my business. And you guys have come in when I was really stuck at a pivotal moment of how do I shift and pivot my business to really exponentially grow. And just a few months ago, and the approach that you take with your clients is really unique. So Julie, I would love for you to maybe, you know, talk to us a little bit about exactly what is it that you guys do. I know you've got some really phenomenal partnerships with Torrid AI, which is a phenomenal, you know, AI organization, but it has a very unique slant to that. So tell us a little bit about how you do this for your clients and what does make it different? What makes it transformative?
So that's a really big question. So we do a number of things. We do gap analysis, process improvement. We take a look at your business. We, you know, people say we do business analysts, right? Like, what does that mean? So we take a look at where you're at. We take a look at where you want to go. And we take a look to see like where are your gaps and help you build that bridge to get there. But the even bigger factor and key for us, I think, is the leadership aspect of it. And so often when people think of leadership, they think big corporations or you have to have multi-layers. And that's not it, right? For us, leadership is how are you leading yourself in your daily life? Because everyone needs to grow and needs to develop, or you get the choice, right, of whether you want to grow and develop or not. And the more we work with clients, I think the more we realize that they don't need business help or business support. They need to look at themselves and they need to look at where they're at in their personal life, because you're not segmented when you come to your business. It's not, hey, I'm showing up as Julie today, who has a degree from Purdue and a minor in Soch and all of these really cool things that look awesome on paper, right? I'm a person who had parents that got divorced at 6 years old. And how does that affect me in my life? And how does that affect me in my business? And if I'm willing to look at those things, then the sky isn't even the limit, because you go beyond that. So that's really where our core foundation is let us help you move through life. And how does that amplify your business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, what you guys have always brought to your clients and we've talked about, and like I said, I know that you're doing in your other partnerships, I've experienced it myself, is really tying, you know, the humans behind the work, right? There's humans behind being leaders. There's humans that make up corporations. And I think attending to the full embodiment of that is what is really taking business forward today. You know, I grew up, Mark can attest to this. I think you guys are a little bit below us, but in terms of the generational piece, but you know, we grew up really in corporations that operate in that command and control, you know, like mindset, right? And I think, especially in automotive, as you said, this is a very storied, very older school industry. So we're going to take a break here in a minute. And what I would love to maybe throw out a question, I know Mark's got a couple good ones for you guys too, but we'd love Emily and Julie to both get your take on, you know, how are you seeing these changes from a personal standpoint, from an operational standpoint in organizations today, moving into like a new way of doing business, kind of that future of work? Because I think it's a really important, you know, facet, if that makes sense. So why don't we take a break now and we'll come back and tackle that question.
Establishing a self-directed Roth IRA or other self-directed retirement plan offers access to investment options usually only available to well-connected or wealthy individuals. Anyone can build wealth and achieve tax-free income for life and financial freedom without the inordinate risk of speculative investing, securities trading, exotic financial instruments, or hoping for the best from the stock market. Since their inception in 2003, Camaplan has come to be synonymous with expertise, flexibility, responsiveness, and diversity of investment choices. They provide innovative investment opportunities for investors seeking direct control and more choices in how they deploy their investment capital. Camaplan doesn't just make it possible to invest in alternative assets. They also teach investors how to put their money to work. Take the road to financial freedom today. Go to camaplan.com/IRA.
We are back on Founders Forum. And Ange, I'm going to ask you to continue on your line of questioning, and then I want to get involved because I want to look at Emily and Julie as entrepreneurs. Let's not forget they are themselves, and I have a few questions for them about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just finish that last topic. We'd love maybe each of you to give kind of your take on what are you seeing and hearing when you're talking to clients? You know, how are they thinking about shifting their business? And then, I know Mark would love to have some future looking questions. So Julie, let's start with you. What are you hearing from clients? How are you seeing them guiding their businesses, you know, right now? And what's that change of environment, if any, inside?
So I think some of the biggest things that we're seeing is people are having a challenge seeing their worth and their value and what they really bring to the world, especially women that we work with. And we do see it in our male clients as well, but it's usually much more prevalent with women. And balance, like we all think that we have to do it all the time, right? And I think that I'm a perfect example of this today, and I'll give you the reason behind that is you both know that I'm not feeling 100% today. I'm a little bit under the weather, and I'm like, all right, take a look at the calendar. What do I have on there? Well, we've got this podcast interview that we're excited to be here to do. And then we have another client meeting later today. I'm like, outside of that, I don't think I'm doing anything for the business today. I don't think life is lifing and it's going to keep on doing it without me. So just really allowing yourself the grace to be where you're at and for that to be enough and for you to be okay with that, because you can't give something 100% if you don't have it. So we get to take people through these beautiful lessons and through these beautiful transformations, but there's always something that's being reflected back to us in the way that we're looking at our own lives and in our own business and what we're doing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think it's a great reminder. And you know, especially if you're a leader, you can't lead a team, you can't lead a company for your shareholder value if you're not, you know, if you're not keeping your cup full, as we know. And that's a great topic I know Emily and I chat a lot about. So Emily, what are your thoughts in terms of, you know, what are you seeing within organizations today and how they're approaching, you know, life and business?
Yeah, I think a lot of what I've been seeing too, going off of the whole value and the worthiness. The other thing is the expectations and the stories that we put on ourselves because of the programming. So we have all these expectations and these stories because we've been programmed for years, like hustle, grind, hustle, grind, even though our body is telling us, no, we're done with that. So it's like separating the mind and the body. And it's something that I've been, and Julie's as well, has been very intentional with, is listening to our bodies. Like my mind is telling me I need to be 150%, but my body's like, no, we're going to shut it down today. And so you better take that time out, because that's a lot of times where we start getting sick or something starts coming up. Our body is talking to us and we're not listening. And kind of going back into operating from our body as business owners, which is not a whole lot of people will talk about that, but how does that decision feel in your body, not your head, but how does it actually feel for you? And giving people, especially business owners, the permission slip that they don't really need, but you get to feel this in your body, and just balancing that out.
So yeah, I just have to say, you know, the three of you know that I'm an unusual male in that I do all kinds of stuff like this. So somatic therapy I did a few years ago because I was not good at listening to my body, and that's what it was all about. And I got some tremendous lessons from that. You know, I'm all about the mind-body connection, but I didn't really realize that the body was sending me a lot of messages that I was not aware of. So I think that's very profound what you just said. So since I have the microphone, why don't we jump to, as entrepreneurs, I know, you know, we've talked offline a little bit about your business and what you're trying to do and that kind of thing. And one of the questions we like to ask here on Founders Forum is, if we were 3 years from today, so we were in November of, and I don't know when this podcast will reach everybody, but It should be pretty soon, so I don't think we'll be too far away from that. But November of 2026, and you're looking back. I'll start with Julie, but I'll ask Emily as well. And this could be primarily for your business, but I'm interested in whatever you're thinking personally as well. You know, what would have to happen over that three-year period, looking back, for you to say you made significant progress in your lifetime over that period? So starting with you, Julie, starting with the business.
Such a fun question.
I know.
So starting with the business.
I did prep you.
Now,
I told you it was coming.
You did prep me. And I also said I don't like to be prepped because I like to be on the fly and not have to think about things, right? Because then I get to lead with my body instead of my mind. So whatever comes out.
Okay. Forget I asked you before.
It's okay. 3 years from now in the business, I see us having a global reach, and I see us having already changed and shifted the culture that we have now from this hustle and grind to let's get innately connected to ourselves and how that looks differently for everyone. And like Emily was saying, the permission slip, like we're giving thousands of businesses and millions of people at this time the permission to be innately who they are. Not who our parents tell us we need to be or have to be, not who society says we need to be, or not doing things in the way that it's always been done, but doing what works for us. And I think Emily and I are a perfect byproduct of this, and the fact that what works for Emily does not always work for me. We are two incredibly different people. We always joke that we're yin and yang, and that is literally, that is how it is. And so just really cultivating that in the business world and allowing that safe space for business and the culture of business to shift into that, where we're coming from the space of harmony. And people listening might be thinking, wow, this is a lot of woo-woo stuff, but it's innately who we are, right? And what we're doing hasn't been working. Like, how is that working for society right now?
Well,
Mark said in the beginning, we've got two major wars going on. Like, it's not working.
Yeah. So first of all, you're really good at this. I just wanted to mention that. So that's a great vision because it encompassed everything, encompassed personal, business, all of that. So Emily, what would you add to that and or personalize to that?
Yeah, I would echo and second everything that she said, and then also add to be leading leaders to really implement this in a broader scale, and not just in their businesses, but in their homes and in their lives, because for us, it's just a trickle effect. So we also have the vision of leading retreats where CEOs come in, they drop their titles at the door. Your title doesn't matter anymore. We don't care if you're making $2 or $20 billion. You leave your title at the door. You're here as a human. We see you as a human. And that's how we help you heal and transform.
I love that. So let me ask you this. You've already mentioned just because of what's going on in the world, but what challenges do you face, you know, in terms of reaching that vision for the next 3 years? And obviously, you're equipped with skills to deal with that. You know, let's just talk about what they are. What opportunities, what strengths do you have to deal with those challenges?
Yeah, I'll go first. Some of the challenges and the opportunities for growth for myself is really working on self-belief and faith. Hmm. Those are the two biggest things that I've been very intentional about. And just believing and going back to, you're not given a vision that you won't be able to execute, because there's a reason why we were given this vision and there's a reason why we're going to execute on it.
Got it. Great. Julie, would you add anything to that?
I would add vulnerability. And I think vulnerability is a space that we play in a lot and something that we get to learn a lot. And the more that Emily shows up and is vulnerable with me as soul family, right, but also as her business partner, it creates that safe space and that container for me to show up and be vulnerable. And we had, I think it was last week Wednesday, when we had some very, very vulnerable conversations about things that we've got going on, and knowing each other's triggers and each other's wounding, and you know, she was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm doing this thing and it's for the business and this is what's going on. And I'm like, hey, I already saw and I appreciate you telling me. And yeah, it did trigger this, this, and this in me. And, you know, having the awareness that those triggers are there and saying, thank you. Like, thank you for that trigger because I needed it, right? Like, it wasn't her intention to do that, but it shows up in such a beautiful way. And we're able to just be vulnerable and to keep moving farther, because no matter how much work you do, there's still something that's ready to come up for you. And being radically honest, like, that's another key factor, I think, for both of us, and just being honest with ourselves and where we're at so we can be honest with each other.
I love how you two interact on that. I just have to say, I have all male partners and we're working on that, but it's tends to be a little bit harder. And I just want to echo what I think I heard you say, which is that the challenge is self-belief and faith, according to Emily, and I would assume some of that perhaps for you as well, Julie. But the answer, the strength is vulnerability, to use that to overcome the challenges.
I think the vulnerability is also a challenge.
I understand that too.
We live in a society and we grow up in a society where it's not okay to cry. It's not okay to have feelings. It's not okay to feel too much. I was too much of a feeler when I was growing up, according to my family. Mm. And I'm not too much of a feeler. You feel these things for a reason.
Right. According to the narrative.
What I love about this story that you guys just shared, or the way that you talked about it relating to your business, is there is so much talk about the term conscious leadership and conscious leaders. And I'm one of them, you know, it's my passion as well. But what you guys just described is, what does it look like in everyday practice, where, you know, I think a lot of, and maybe a lot of our listeners are saying, well, you kind of overlook the word conscious leadership because they put their own definitions on it. But what you described is, this is what happens. It's the awareness and the ability and creating a safe space within an environment that you work in together, that you don't have to agree and you don't have to do things the exact same way, but it's the way in which the awareness of what that brings up in other people, and then making space to receive that. And then how do you bring that together for a solution to move forward? I love that example. And for anyone who isn't really clear on what conscious leadership is, that's a really great living example of what it is.
Hey, so, real quick, because we're almost out of time. Time flies so much when we're having fun, as it always does when we're all together. My question, last question, real quick, lightning round. What are you reading, or what are your favorite books? What tools do you use from reading? Julie said, oh, he's throwing another one at me.
I'm reading actually one of Napoleon Hill's books. It's not Think and Grow Rich. It's the, the 15 Laws of Success, or I might.
The Laws of Success. It's my Bible.
Yes.
It's one of my Bibles. It's a great book.
That's what I'm reading right now.
Wow.
I just got done with all the fantasy books. So
well, if you want to have a little study group on that, let me know. I love that book and I need
to
get back to it. That would be cool. We should talk about that. Emily, how about you?
I'm reading It's Not Your Money by Tasha Silver.
Ah, so all about, is that about money and success?
No, it's a different view and a different stance on money and how you circulate your wealth and how you show up and where you choose to invest, and kind of the languaging that society has conditioned us to use around money and changing that language.
So I haven't heard that one, but as a fiscal therapist, it sounds like one I should read. So I just added it to my list.
I just put it on my list too. That's why we ask these questions. It's like a cheat sheet for us. So thank you both again and again for joining us and for these amazing, very transformative conversations. And so happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all of our listeners, and to Mark. And thanks again, guys.
Always fun to be with all of you. And thank you all for listening, and see you next week on Founders Forum.